Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive towards first. Cullenbine catches it and steps on first to double up Vallow. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Mayo scores. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich fires over to first and Fain drops the ball. That's an error on Fain. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Kell moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. Kell scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bob Savage now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage bunts towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savage for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Pat Cooper pinch hits for Pete Suter. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Handley now playing second base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-4 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Bob Savage. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.